Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Christian and the Riches. Chapter 3. Ways or manners of attributing value to riches. Topic F. Grading the values of multiple riches, Part 3, the variable degree of importance at different moments. Adding in this topic a third item to the two previous topics on the graduation of the values of multiple riches, we would like to approach here the aspect that it is after the central values are established in the primary places of the scale of values of riches of a person that one can also understand more adequately that there are values that undergo a variation in the degree of importance depending on the moment they will be used. So, for instance, what is the most valuable wealth when one has plowed ground to be sown? At the time of sowing, a wealth of great value, in terms of sowing and reaping, is the seed combined with the capacity and the possibility of carrying out the sowing, for if a sower exchanges the time of sowing for some other activity that is precious to him or her, one may lose an entire cycle of sowing and harvesting. Therefore, as for circumstantial riches, some need to be set aside in some particular moments simply because it is not the opportune moment to use them. Continuing with the previous example, what, then, is the most valuable wealth for the soil when it has already been sown? The desired riches at this point are that God grants the rain at the right time and allows the grain to die, sprout, and grow healthy. An aspect that is repeated similarly also in the harvest, as well as in the times of storing, distributing, and using this harvest. Isaiah 28:24-26. Does the plowman keep plowing all day to sow? Does he keep turning his soil and breaking the clods? When he has leveled its surface, does he not sow the black cumin and scatter the cumin, plant the wheat in rows, the barley in the appointed place, and the spelt in its place? For he instructs him in right judgment, his God teaches him. As for the graduation of the value of riches, we can observe, then, that there are values that are constantly essential and that a person should never lose sight of, but there are also other riches that are especially important at certain times. And in this last aspect, too, we see again that only the grace, power, and instruction of the Lord are rich enough to help Christians to scale all the diversity of situations with which they may come across. An aspect that equally highlights one more reason why the Lord Himself is the greatest good and so constantly indispensable in the life of every human being. 1 Corinthians 8:5-6. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live.